HarperCollins and Harper Audio present Boys and Sex, Young Men on Hookups, Love, Porn, Consent, and Navigating the New Masculinity by Peggy Orenstein. This is the author. To the best of men, my husband, Stephen Okazaki, my nephews, Matthew Orenstein, Harry Orenstein, and Mike Yamada, my brother-in-law, Jeff Kawafuchi, my big brothers, David and John Orenstein, and my dad, Mel Orenstein. Introduction. What about the boys? I never imagined I'd write about boys. As a journalist, I have spent a quarter of a century chronicling girls' lives. That has been my passion, my calling. But traveling the country in the wake of publishing my book, Girls and Sex, which exposed the contradictions young women face in their intimate encounters, I was urged at every stop, by parents, by girls, by guys themselves, to turn my attention to young men. Still, I resisted. Girls' lives, after all, were the ones that had been transformed by feminism. Their parents were the ones driven to demand further change. Our expectations of boys had modified some, but not nearly as much. Then came Me Too, and Harvey Weinstein, and Bill Cosby, and Louis C.K., and Kevin Spacey, and Matt Lauer, and Shitty Media Men, and Travis Kalanick, and Roy Moore, and a pussy-grabbing president, and the nude photo-sharing scandal in the U.S. Marines, and Brock Turner, and Owen Labrie, and for that matter, Aziz Ansari, and the viral New Yorker story, Cat Person. The pervasiveness, the sheer magnitude of sexual misconduct across every sector of society by men.